One of the key proposals in President Bush's $1.6 trillion proposed tax cut is to phase out the estate tax by the year 2009. Now, this tax affects only the wealthiest 2% of Americans. Phasing it out would cost the government an estimated $294 billion in revenue over the first 10 years. This week, opponents of repealing the estate tax found some unlikely-sounding allies, billionaire financiers, George Soros and Warren Buffett, and William Gates Sr., father of Microsoft's founder. They insist that repealing the tax would reduce charitable giving and rid the nation of a genuinely progressive tax. Our friend from the world of business, the new executive editor of Fortune magazine, Joe Nocera, joins us from Northampton, Massachusetts. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Now, Joe, I guess now the law provides for a child to inherit how much money from a couple?
Well, it's more that it's the person who dies who can pass on $675,000 sort of untouched by the tax man, and that's going to rise to $1 million under current law in the year 2006. For couples, it's a little bit more, and then it starts to get taxed. So it depends on how you look at it. If you're somebody with an estate of $3 or $4 million, or you're due to inherit that kind of money, you're going to pay a pretty hefty tax on it. But there aren't that many people who are in that position.
It's interesting to me that I, for the first time in years, heard words like meritocracy and plutocracy being bandied about. This debate has a lot to do with how people see the American system, doesn't it?
It really does, Scott, and it works on both sides. When you think about how this tax first became law, I mean, it became law during the progressive era. It was very much a part of the trust-busting era and the notion that there shouldn't be a permanent aristocracy and that it was right for the government to try and to take some of this money away. Now, the Republicans and President Bush in particular have really done a pretty masterful job of making it seem like a populist issue to eliminate it, that it's inherently unfair to take away money that people have earned over the course of their lifetime, to not allow them to pass it on to their children. The flip side of it is, when you hear people like Buffett and Mr. Gates Sr. And so on, they cast it very much as an issue of all Americans should have to make their own way in the world, and that there's something inherently wrong with a system that will allow for huge amounts of inherited wealth to be passed on from generation to generation.
Well, I'm wondering, is it also, among other things, does it seem to be a face-off between new money and old money?
Oh, I think it's very much so. A lot of new money, Silicon Valley new money in particular, really feels like, you know, by God, I earned this money. Mm-hmm. And they also have, there's a very widespread notion in Silicon Valley and among very many of the new wealthy in the United States that they don't want their kids to turn out the way the children of the Eastern establishment turned out. There's this undercurrent of, you know, well, on the East Coast, inherited wealth turned out a generation of ne'er-do-wells, which isn't really fair, but there is that perception. And by God, my kids aren't going to turn out that way, so I'm going to give my kids enough money to get on their feet, and then I have this expectation that they will make their way in the world.
Bill Gates Sr. wrote an article for the New York Times. Mr. Gates Sr., a plenty successful corporate lawyer in Seattle before his son ever became the richest person in creation. And Mr. Gates Sr. said that rich Americans are now being told they better step up and fulfill the charitable needs of this country, because government can't do it all, at the very time, he says, repeal of the estate tax would make it more difficult for them to do it. Do you think that charitable giving would be affected?
I actually don't, to be honest. There's no question that the charity lobby is very strongly opposed to the elimination of the estate tax. But tax policy has not, in general, seem to have affected charitable donations as much as people are saying right now.
Joe, what about the argument that there are more Americans these days, because of the stock market, because of the strong and healthy economy, who can entertain the idea of being fabulously rich in their minds? And even if they never wind up with this choice, a smart politician wouldn't want to deprive them of the dream factor.
Oh, listen, When President Bush was on the stump and he talked about this issue, it got one of the biggest applause lines of his stump speech. And that's what makes this a populist issue, is precisely that notion that we all feel, in a way that we didn't 30 years ago, that you might get rich. And so it predisposes people to be in favor of elimination of things like the death tax, which chances are will never affect them in their lives and will actually only affect people vastly more wealthy than they'll ever be.
Yeah. But on the other hand, it's difficult to say that to yourself, isn't it?
It is, yes, especially in the era that we've been just living through.
In the give and take you see in the months ahead, Joe, do you think one side is likely to prevail over another as some sort of compromise?
Well, there is a proposal that's being floated about that's actually getting a lot of, as they say in the trade, traction. It's kind of a partial repeal. You repeal the estate tax that would take place immediately after someone dies, and you replace it with a capital gains tax on those assets, but a capital gains tax does not go into effect until the inheritor sells the asset. So in other words, if you wanted to move into your father's home when he dies and just hold on to it, you wouldn't have to pay a tax on that home. But when you sold the home, even if it was 10 years from now, you'd have to pay a tax based on his cost. Same thing would be for stocks or for artwork or for other sorts of assets. And that, I think, has a lot of appeal because it would still generate some revenue, and yet all the stuff that really makes people bridle, i.e. you have to sell valuable artworks that your family has cared about for generations to pay off the estate, that sort of thing would be taken care of. And so I think you're going to see there's a real undercurrent right now that idea seems to be gaining a lot of momentum.
Joe, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune magazine, speaking with us from Northampton, Massachusetts.